نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد دی نوبل صحابہ رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہ مجمعین سے ریگارڈنگ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کان رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اذا تکلم بکلمۃ اعادها ثلاثا. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam spoke, he would repeat what he had to say thrice. وَإِذَا أَتَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَلَّمَ ثَلَاثًا. And when he visited people, when he came to people and he greeted them, then he would greet them thrice. So there are two things in this hadith. One is, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam spoke to people, he would repeat whatever he said thrice. Now, if a person throughout his conversation was to repeat every sentence thrice, it would seem very odd. It would look very odd. It would sound very odd. So the explanation of this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would repeat whatever he said thrice if it was something difficult to understand. Or if he said something which was very, very important. Or if he spoke in a large gathering, to make sure that everybody has heard what he has said, he would speak thrice. So if he said something which was difficult to understand, he would repeat it thrice. Because there are three levels of people. Some very clever, some average, and some not so clever. So when a person says something which is difficult, then those who are very clever would understand it the first time. Those who are average would understand it the second time. And those who are not so clever would understand it the third time. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he spoke and he said something which was difficult to understand, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would repeat it thrice, so that every sahabi radiyallahu anhu, every individual who was sat in his company, every student of his, would be able to take away with him whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to teach him. So there is a great lesson in this for the teachers, that they should look to the welfare of each and every student in the class. It is recorded regarding Imam Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala that once he explained something whilst he was teaching his students, and he said, "Have you understood?" So one student said, "No, I have not understood." So he explained to him again, and he said, "Have you understood?" He said, "No, I have not understood." And this continued until Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi explained to him 70th time. 70th time. And after explaining that particular masala 70th time, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Have you understood?" And the student, who had now become despondent, he got up from his place Because he felt embarrassed, he thought he was wasting time of other students also. And while saying that, no, I did not understand, he walked out of the class. Imam Shafi rahmatullah here, he left the whole class waiting and he went outside the class and he said, stop, hold on. And he explained to him 71 times. Until the student did not understand, Imam Shafi rahmatullah here, he continued to explain to him. So the responsibility of the teachers is to teach the students. Not only fulfill their responsibilities that I have done what I was supposed to do. Now whether they understand, whether they do not understand, it's up to them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he said something which was difficult to understand, he would repeat it 3 times. Or when he said something important, he would repeat it 3 times to show its importance. Many a times, something said in the gathering is very easy to understand. But some people become neglectful. Maybe they're feeling sleepy, maybe they're feeling tired, maybe they are daydreaming, maybe something is bothering them. So what was said was easy to grasp and easy to understand, but it was very important. So knowing this, knowing human nature, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of the nature of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not just say it once. He would say it twice, he would say it thrice. So each and every person, despite their negligence, despite their daydreaming, despite their tiredness, weakness, whatever, would be able to grasp it. So something very important, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would repeat it thrice. And if there was a large gathering and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam is looking this way and he's speaking, or he's looking in front of him and he's speaking, or he's looking on the left and he's speaking, then there was that possibility that because the gathering is large, maybe when I am looking in this direction, these people cannot hear me properly. Or when I am looking in this direction, they cannot hear me properly. Or when I am looking in front of me, those right on the left or right on the right or left, they will not be able to understand me. They will not be able to hear what I am saying. So he would look in this direction and say something, and thereafter he would repeat the same thing looking in front, and he would repeat the same thing looking on the left. From this practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we find how much importance he gave to teaching, how much importance he gave to ta'aleem, how much importance he gave to conveying to the ummah the ilm that was revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much feeling he had for his students, how much affection he had for his students. And this was because ilm is very, very important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without ilm, without knowledge, a person cannot progress spiritually. A person cannot progress in his deen. A person cannot progress in his akhirat. So it is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that whatever he taught, it reached every individual who was sitting there and every individual understood what he said. Thereafter, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in says that the second habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that whenever he came to people, whenever he came into a gathering, or whenever he visited a family or some people, then he greeted them. And when he greeted them thrice. That does not mean that when he came to visit 5 people, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Because again, it would look odd. It would seem very odd that a person is repeating the salam thrice. Why? So the experts of hadith again explain this and they say that this is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would come into a large gathering. Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullah Alayhi sees that large gathering. And the large gathering is spread across. So whenever he would enter the gathering, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Looking at the people in front of him. But because the gathering is large and it's spread across, so the people on the right and the people on the left may not be able to hear his salam. So thereafter he would look to the right and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And he would look to the left and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullahi alayhi says that this is when he would enter a gathering, a large gathering, and it's not spread across, it's spread in front of him. So as soon as he would enter, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And he would continue walking, and when he would reach halfway, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And when he would reach the end of the gathering, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Again, he had so much love for his ummah that it was his desire that each and every individual of the ummah benefits from his prayers, from his dua. Assalamu alaikum, may the mercy of, may the peace of Allah be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi, may the mercy of Allah be upon you. Wa barakatuhu, and may the barakat of Allah be upon you. Third opinion is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit people, visit a family at somebody's home, so he would say salam thrice, means he would say salam thrice in order to ask for permission to enter the house. The Shari'i method is that when you go to somebody's house, you do not enter without taking permission. So here in the UK, the system is that we knock at the door. When the door is open, we should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, can I enter? And when it is said that yes, you can enter, now you may enter by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the first salam is for permission, second salam is to enter. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to somebody's home, he would first say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, can I enter? So first salam. When he was given the permission to enter, so whilst entering the house, he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. He would sit there for 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, and then when he would leave the family, the people that he had come to visit, he would bid them farewell and he would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So when he visited people and he greeted them thrice. Once for permission, once for entry, and once for leaving. Another interpretation is, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit people, he would greet them thrice, means that he would greet them thrice to ask for permission. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, can I enter? No answer. So a second time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, can I enter? In those days, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even now, if you go to villages in India, normally during the day, the doors are open. So it is against the Shari'i ruling to just enter the home, even if it's your brother's home, even if it's your parents' home, without permission. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in what condition the inhabitants are in. So one should say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, can I enter? If permission is given, one should enter. If permission is not given, then after a while, a second time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, can I enter? If permission is given, okay. Otherwise, after a while, third time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, can I enter? If permission is given, okay. Otherwise, you should return now. You should not ask fourth time. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit people, and if he greeted them to as as asking for permission to be granted entry into the house, he would go as far as 3 times, not after 3. From this we learn that if we go to visit somebody, we may knock once, knock twice, knock thrice. That's the end of seeking permission. After that, our Sharia does not teach us to bother somebody. So these are teachings we derive from only 2 actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His actions were so comprehensive that from just 2 actions we derive so many lessons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.